church. Turn your Bibles with me. We're going to be there. Psalm 91, 1 and 2. This week, this month, we're looking at the concept of friendship, right? And we said, and we opened our text, and we opened our sermon last week by saying that one of the things that friends do is that friends share secrets. Friends do share secrets. And Jesus said in John 15:15, he said, no longer do I call you friends, do I call you servants? Because a servant does not know what his master does. You know, he said, but I've called you friends. I've called you friends. And that's powerful. I've called you friends. And now when we said last week that friends share secrets with one another. Friends, they get to a point in their lives where friends are, they are vulnerable to one another. You know what I mean? So you can, and there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And then last week I talked about the protocol of keeping a secret. And that's what we are dwelling on. And so last week I talked about the we are doing this challenge right now where we are learning to stay in the place of prayer and just listen to God. No talking, just listen. And at the end of 21 days, which was from last week, I want your ears to have been so tuned in that you can tell that this is God speaking to me. And that's what I want to get the church to. That's what I want to get my family to. That you and I, we can say, thus says the Lord. I know God is asking me to do this. I know God is asking me to do this and that. And then you will move with faith. And so we continue in that topic. So we're looking at the concept of solitude. Solitude. First of all, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So that means that to know what to do, you've got to be one on one with God. You've got to have him as a friend and he's got to share his heart with you. And the very first place where he starts from is solitude. Solitude. And that's what we kicked off last week. Solitude. You must find the time. Please tell your neighbor, find the time. As I tell your neighbor, find the time. You must find the time. Find the time. Matthew 6:6 says, but you, when you pray. When you pray, not if you pray. But you, when you pray, go into your room. Go into your room. So where do you go to? And many of us claim that we are God's children and God is our friend and Jesus is our friend, but we don't really have a meeting place. The first protocol of a secret is solitude. Come to a place and I will show you. God is always calling us out. But sometimes we are so distracted, we just don't go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. You have to. And that's my heart's cry this month. That you must be disciplined enough to have a place where you meet with him every day. And that's what our challenge is about. We, it's not just a place where you go and pray. No talking. Choose your spot, drop on your knees, give God 15 minutes of silence. And listen intentionally. And listen with intent. When you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. If I want to share a secret with you, right, I will take you to a place. You must have that place. You must have that place in your home. You need to plead with your spouse and say, honey, please, give me 15 minutes. I'll be right out. I'll be right back. And we want to make it more interesting to create a discipline. I am saying 15 minutes at the same place, at the same time for 21 days. You want transformation? This is it for you. Can you do that? Can you do that? You shut the door and pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your father who sees you in secret will what? Will reward you openly. And many of us don't have any open reward because nothing has happened in secret. We don't have, so it's in the secret place that God shares the intricate things about our lives with us. Church, we've got to grow. And that's one of the things I love about being a Christian. It's an active faith. It's an engaging faith. It says, come, let us reason together. I mean, who reasons with God? God says you can reason with him. And where we start from, the greatest question or the most popular question or the most question people ask me as a pastor is, how can I hear the voice of God? How can I hear the voice of God? And so it starts with you having a secret place you go to, and I say same time every day. What that does for you is it forces you to reorganize yourself around God. Instantly, it makes God your priority. An appointment with God. An appointment with God. You want to tell your children, kids, please leave me and cultivate that family. And so cultivate that in your family so that the time comes when your children are growing up and say, oh, and the father and the kids ask that, dad, where's mom? Oh, she is in her secret place meeting with God. Do you know what that does for a child? Do you know what that does for a child? When a father tells the kids, listen, oh, well, don't disturb mom. Don't disturb mommy. Mommy is in her secret place. What do you think that child will do? Oh, so what's she doing? She's having a conversation with God. Really? Does God talk? What a wonderful opportunity to sit down and teach your children the way of God. But we will not. We will not. Because we have the words to save. We have Instagram to respond to. We need to keep up with Snapchat and Facebook. And we say we are too busy. Are you really too busy? Are you really busy? Or you just mismanaging time? Are you really busy? That you don't have the time to keep an appointment with the one that gave you breath? How busy are you? How busy are you? Take your time. Solitude is very important. Coming away to a place. And Jesus did that all through his ministry. Come over to the other side. Let's go to a quiet place. God is calling you and inviting you to a quiet place. Now, talking about being quiet, it's difficult to be quiet in a very noisy world. I'm telling you, distraction is the number one weapon of the enemy. Distraction is the number one weapon of the enemy. Let me tell you, the devil can make you so busy that you will not be able to hear God's voice. You will substitute God's voice. You will substitute God's voice with every other thing. If we can take away from you the discipline of sitting down and listening. And many of us, we are very poor listeners in the first place. We are poor listeners. And many of us, when our friends are talking to us, we don't listen. Like you're not listening to me right now. Some of you are chatting right now and I can see you. You're not listening. Not listening. Because you can't listen to me and be talking at the same time, can you? Exactly. And what we are saying, and this is what you came for. Can you imagine that? And we're talking about listening, and you're still not listening. you know what I'm saying? Listen very carefully. Listen. The Christian faith is a very tough faith. Do you know why it is tough? Because it requires personal discipline. And that's why many of us will find it very difficult. At best, we will have a form of godliness. But we don't have any power. That's what makes our faith tough. Control. Personal mastery is the toughest mastery you will ever do. Personal discipline is the toughest thing you will ever do. Personal discipline. That's why this faith, our faith, it's not for those who can't control, who cannot control themselves. That's why it's tough. Do you understand? For you to grow and to get to know God, you must learn to discipline yourself, control yourself, master yourself. That's what makes our faith tough. Do you understand? You must find a place in your home. Doesn't matter how busy you are. Where you go to, a designated place. It's a physical place. It's not a place of faith. It says it's a secret place. Same time. Every day, 15 minutes. Same time. Every day, 15 minutes. It teaches you to reorganize yourself and reorganize your priority. Do you understand? You see, because personal mastery is very complex. And you're an adult. And the thing about being an adult is that you can do what you feel like doing. And God will not challenge that. Because what God wants is for you to choose for Him. Choose for Him. Secondly, listening, the art of listening is the toughest thing you could ever do. So we start by practicing listening to your friends, listening to those around you, listen to your children, listen to your body. I interviewed Olayinka. She's she's not a chiropractor, but what is the other one? Physio, osteopath. And she said something I will never forget. She said, and this series of video interviews will be coming out from September. I get to interview certain people in church just to showcase what they do and then use their careers and their business to bless the body of Christ. You know, so I interviewed her about 15 minutes interview. Watch out for it from next month. And then she said something I will never forget. She said, Pastor, she said, our body talks to us. Our body talks to us. She said, the problem we have is that we don't know how to listen to our bodies. Can you imagine that? That's why God gave us two ears to listen. Your body speaks to you. Hear carefully. There is nothing that will ever happen in your life that can take you by surprise. Nothing. 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 I met a young lady many years ago, and she's going to be with the Lord. And then one day, she called me and said, Pastor, she said, I had this strange dream. I said, what is the dream? And she said, I was standing at a train station, and a train pulled up, and I stepped into that train, and that train just started flying. And it just started flying without any destination. And I was in that train. He said, there were two of us. He said, one of my friends, myself and my friend, but my friend got out of the train, but I just couldn't get out. And I was in, and I took that transport. Less than a few months that she passed. Nothing. Nothing will ever happen to you. He said, can I do anything without first talking to my friend, Abraham? Can I do anything without first talking to my friend, Abraham? But the question is, do you even know how to listen? So we solved that problem. This is the seventh day. Next 14 days, choose a place of solitude. Stop everything. Stop Instagram, Snapchat, everything. Right? Whatever is out there, and whatever is coming, Facebook, book face, face leg, 15 minutes. And say, you know what? I and my maker, 15 minutes. I want to learn to hear the voice of God. And the second thing is silence. Silence is spending time with Jesus in that secret place. Let's look at Psalm 46, verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still, be still, be still, be still. There is no advancement without quietness. There is no advancement without quietness. Quietness precedes advancement. He said, be still. Have a quiet spirit. He said, be still, and then you know. You will never experience God with a fragmented, noisy spirit. You will never. He said, be still. Doesn't matter how complex that problem is. There is a voice of God for that issue. But the question is, can you just keep still? Can you just keep still? Can you just create a place of solitude? Allow God to reach your heart. Can you just spend 15 minutes disengaging from your business? 15 minutes. A quarter of an hour, if my math is right. Can you? But you see, it's complex in our world. It's complex in the world of social media. It's complex in the world of technology for us these days. You know, I was saying in the first service that this week, Pastor Paul and I, we traveled, we went to Holland. And then during the week, I came down to for breakfast. And so I saw two couples, two different tables. The very first one, they came in, sat down, and the very first thing she did it was a nice breakfast. It was healthy. It was, yeah, I know. Well, that's for another day. But, and then the first thing she whipped up her phone, took a photograph of the breakfast. I said, okay, well, that's a new one, right? And then she went, and then she was with her husband. And the guy was chatting, was trying to tell her, I don't know what it is he was saying. And then she was nodding, okay, yeah. And all the while she was, and then she did what she was doing on her phone, and then they put the phone down. Then 2 minutes later, picked up the phone again, and then was nodding to her husband, and then looking at her phone. And then she would do that, type on the phone, and then listen to her, and then yeah. And I said, in my mind, I was saying, mate, just keep quiet. She's not listening. Why are you talking? Why are you talking? She is, there are three of you on that table. And she has chosen to engage with one, and it's not you. And the bloke was talking. And that's how we are with God. And then we say, oh, God, I don't hear God's voice. Yeah? Well, you will hear God's voice if you drop your mobile phone. You will hear God's voice if you drop your mobile phone. You will hear God's voice if you get off Snapchat and get off Instagram and get off Facebook for a second. You will hear his voice. You can't two time. That's not. In fact, he told us at the beginning, straight up. He said, I, your God, am a jealous God. Now, what part of jealous don't you understand? In other words, I want your undivided attention. Is that in your Bible? Have you not asked yourself, Now, many of us know what it means to have a jealous lover. Yeah. So you know the jealous ones. I mean, jealous lover, the one that I love you, but that love just simply means that look, you know what? I own you. Now, if God is telling you that I'm a jealous God, what do you think he means? It means I'm not going to share you with anybody. It means I want your undivided attention. It means that when it is time for the secret place, I don't care what you are doing. You get in here and let's have it. Let's talk. I can't share you with any other person. Not with Instagram, not with Facebook, not with whatever book it is you are. Yeah, I can't do it. And that's when I was telling myself, I said, what's wrong with this guy? I said, why are you talking? And if I'm the one, I just keep quiet. Yeah. Well, even if you do, maybe they won't notice either. You don't notice. When your spouse keeps quiet, will you notice? You will notice. When your kid stops talking, will you notice? Will you notice? There's nothing as dangerous as a fragmented spirit. Nothing. So rein it in. You've got to hear the voice of God, and clearly, and you can't outsource it. Praise the Lord. You cannot. It says, John 10:27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. Bring it up. Yeah, clear. My sheep hear my voice. He didn't say, my sheep say I'm Lord. No, that's not the qualification. He didn't say, my sheep, right, says Jesus is Lord. He didn't say, my sheep praise. He says, no. He said, mine. It's personal. Mine, sheep, hear my voice. And I know them. You see that? We've got something going on. You can't say, for you to say this about yourself, you would have spent time. In other words, listen, we communicate with one another and they hear my voice. They know, they can tell the difference between my voice, their voice, and the voice of the devil. So it says, my sheep. Are you his sheep? If you say yes, my question is, then what qualifies you? What qualifies you? When was the last time he spoke to you and what did he say? And how did you know that he was the one who spoke to you? These are the things that just gets me excited about our faith. You can't fake this. You can't fake this. You can't fake this. They hear, I know them. So does God know you? Does God know you? I remember my pastor many years ago shared this. He said he was with a gentleman, and he said every now and then the guy would drop a name, you know, name dropping. That, oh yeah, I was with that person. I was with this great pastor last week. He said he kept quiet, and then after a few minutes, the person would drop another name, big name. Oh yeah, I was with this bishop last week, and then, at some point he couldn't take it anymore. He said to the guy, come. Yeah, but do they know you? Do they know you? And many of you can give me the history of Kim Kardashian and her crew, or the history of the guy who won Love Island. But they don't know you. Have you seen some people talk about celebrities? Oh, the ones that annoy me the most are those who are into football. Oh my goodness. Ronaldo, Messi. Yeah, Messi. I'm looking at the guy with his pot belly, man. He can't even play football. And then he's talking about, oh, Ronaldo. Yeah. You know where? When they transferred him from this club to that club, they bought him like a slave and he went to play for this club and that club. I said, man, yes, I know. As if he was there when the guy was signing his contract. But he don't know you. So God is saying, I know them. How? They hear my voice. Hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And lastly, he said, they follow me. They follow me. So are you a follower? It is very difficult to follow when you don't hear. It's very difficult to follow when you don't hear. And that's the reason why many of us find it very difficult to obey scriptures. Because we don't hear nothing. We don't hear nothing. Nothing. It's guesswork. They hear me, I know them, and they follow me. It's easy to follow. You know, I shared with some people, I said two things I've done in my life. One of them, migrated from my home country. Let me know when my time is up. Migrated from my home country to Cyprus, and then going full-time in ministry. And then somebody said, oh, wow, how did you do it? Wow, you must be very brave. Bravery? You call that bravery? That's not bravery. You can't hear his voice and not act. You cannot hear the voice of God and not act. You can't. You cannot hear the voice of God and be indecisive. You can't. If you are contemplating, it's because you've not heard. When God says, jump, I don't know whether it is God. I've been thinking, so let me test it out whether it is God. I want to go test. You want to go test it out? Whether it is God, you want to test God out. Does that sound reasonable? Yeah? It's Almighty God. And he's God has spoken to me, but I want to go test it out. I'm not too sure. He's asking me to jump, but I'm not sure. This depth is that's not God. Just stay still. When God speaks to you, you will have no choice. When you hear his voice, you will have no choice. No man, no demon can keep you from doing what you have heard. I heard his voice. Just got married. Which dumb guy leaves a married woman, leaves his wife, just got married? Which dumb? That's dumb. Left my wife. Bought a ticket and went to a strange country. It's stupid. I won't even do it now. I don't know what I was thinking about then. But I did. Because I couldn't help myself. I heard his voice. Do you understand? Found myself in the backside of the desert, sleeping in a pig pen because of his voice. When God says jump and you are contemplating, then just stay still. Stay still in his secret place until he speaks. When he speaks, you will jump. You jump first and ask what happened after. The voice of God is the greatest asset of any man. Folks, if you are not ready to be disciplined, you can't run this race. You can't. At best, you will set yourself up and let one fake person from somewhere come and dupe you and telling you stories about God said when God did not say. Rest your time, let us pray.